Are you looking for a new way to stay fit and healthy? At Green Life Vitality, we work with you to customize your fitness plan and your nutrition plan. We also teach you how to prepare meals for your busy life. Visit us online at greenlifevitality.com. Use the code AMPRADIO for your free consultation.
AMP Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Roll along, nothing to see here.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Keeping the heart affected.
Come on, them all!
Feel it's good. Bang, bro.
Yeah, you know me.
Yes, indeed. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you as ever by the AMP Radio Network. As I mentioned, welcome. This one we'd like to call hashtag smack my picks up, or hashtag down with the pickness is more like it. And if you're new to the show, basically this is AMP Radio's picks show. My name is Proteus. I will be your host tonight. I will be joined by the usual cast of characters. If you're new to the usual cast of characters, don't worry. I will introduce them coming up next. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are here to discuss UFC Fight Night 134, also known as Shogun versus Smith. Of course, as you guys know, or if you don't know, now you know, Anthony Smith taking this fight against Mauricio Shogun Hua on short notice will be held July 22nd, 2018 at the Barclay Card Arena, mouthful, in Hamburg, Germany. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are recording this Thursday, July 19th, 2018. All odds today will be provided by bestfightodds.com and are subject to change. But let's go ahead and bring in the host, ladies and gentlemen. You know her, you love her. If you don't know her and you don't love her, you will, because she's the life of the party. Let's bring her in, fresh off from her office on the beach somewhere in North Carolina. It's Pam from North Carolina.
Hi, guys. What's going on? And yes, I was at the beach this morning, and it was beautiful, but the water was rough. So I didn't get in the water today, but I'm going to go out again tomorrow morning.
Well, let me be honest with you, Pam. I didn't even know there was water in that picture that you sent earlier on today on the Twitterverse and on the Instagram. So anyways, hashtag my favorite view. How are you, though, anyways, besides that?
I broke my toe last night, though. I was doing these yoga stretches, and I was doing a standing split. And when I kicked back to do it, I hit the bar, the stool I have in my kitchen, and broke my freaking pinky toe. And I'm dancing on Saturday, so. But life is good.
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, I totally believe that stool came at you. I can believe that those inanimate objects are coming at you. Yoga is tough. It's one of them contact sports, didn't you know?
I get with the stool, yeah.
I kid. I joke. No. I thought I was going to get a rim shot there for sure. No dice. Anyways, Pam, it's nice to hear your voice again. Of course, I was off last week. My apologies for being away. I'm glad to be back with you all. Let's go ahead and bring in the other host of the show. If you don't know, he's coming at us from the mean streets, Danville, California. The boss man himself.
Woo! Feel good.
Coming at you, indeed, from the mean streets of not Dana White's house, but perhaps Honda Halsey's house. A few years ago, that is. Nothing. All right, never mind. What's up, guys?
What's happening? Should we call you Mr. Perfect from now on?
No, that was a shout out to Brian from Boston.
Really?
Oh,
I think of Elvis.
Right.
Remember his Elvis in Hawaii tour?
Did you break your toe doing yoga last night?
I did not, although Pam, I think, broke her toe. I don't know if she's going to be able to dance. Seeing Andy the Crazian's photos.
no lightsaber. I stopped talking there because I figured there was a lightsaber drop was coming. I apologize.
You were watching who? Who?
Pam's not familiar. We got to get in and out as fast as possible because the listening audience likes that. Let's bring in the star of the show himself. As I say every week, deep from the heart of Texas.
Of Texas.
Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, brother. I'm melting 108 degrees outside right now here in Texas. Oh, my God, it's so hot. I don't want to step out of the house. It sucks. But I ain't in a German state of mind. Like I was telling you guys off the show, my son is coming to visit me from Germany next week. So I apologize to the audience in advance that I won't be here next week for the Smack My Picks. But, you know, family first. It's my oldest son, and I got to go.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
That's exactly it. As everybody who listens to this show know, Marco, we put family first on this show, and of course, that's an excellent reason for you to not be here talking MMA with us schlubs next week. So we congratulate you and wish you a good time.
This is the first time in the history of Fan Radio that I have missed and smacked my picks. So it's an eventful occasion. You guys better.
Monumental occasion, should one say.
For show.
For show. Okay.
Let's talk some MMA.
That's right. Nothing to see here, Marco, as Marco would like to say. To the light heavyweight division we go, DJ Tony. Cue the music.
I can hear it in the background.
I hear nada.
It's very low.
You can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. It's very, like, wow. It's super, super
low. There it is. All right. Let's start this again. To the light heavyweight division we go. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, the main event, which had, of course, been changed on late notice. Number 8, Mauricio, as you know, Shogun Hua. 24-10-0 against our boy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, our boy Anthony Lionheart Smith, 29-13-0. Of course, if you're a longtime listener to this show, you know that we were on the Anthony Smith train before the Anthony Smith train was running into the station. That's right. Go back into the archives and hear those interviews if you want to hear them. Please feel free. Of course, as I mentioned, all these fight odds tonight are going to be coming at you from bestfightodds.com. Anthony Smith is the favorite in a minus 230 against the grizzled veteran at 36 years of age, plus 190. Pam, what you got going on here in the main event?
Okay, Anthony Smith. Yay, Anthony. I like Anthony Smith. Great. He's got great stand-up, purple belt in jiu-jitsu. He's 8 of his last 10 wins. 7 of those last 10 wins have been by KO, TKO, versus number 8, Mauricio Shogun Hua, 25-10. Aggressive Muay Thai. He's black, I don't know how you say it, Prajed, which is the armband worn by Muay Thai fight. It's the good luck and protection. And he's also a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Hoo-ah. He is on a 3-win streak. He's 5 of 5 of his last 10 fights. Losses to OSP, Hendo times 2, Sonnen, and Gustafsson. His last first-round TKO was in 2013, though. So I am picking Anthony Smith. Write this down with Hoo-ah. The first-round TKO.
All right. Pam is picking Smith. First round TKO. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to apologize to you. Okay. I have to apologize to the listening audience. I promised DJ Tony that I would not listen to last week's show while I was at work so that I could pay attention to who picked who. And, of course, I've listened to it at work because I couldn't contain myself. I had to hear the show. It was very popular. It was very popular last week, so I had to listen to it. And I don't have the results, but I'll get them to you guys. Don't worry. You guys, Marco won't be here, so he probably won last week, so don't worry about it. Let's move on to you, boss man. This is, you know, a pretty interesting fight for Anthony Smith, of course, taking this on short notice, as I mentioned. And, of course, as I was alluding to, well, I guess I didn't really allude to it, but Anthony Smith fought just over a month ago when this fight goes off, to be exact, June 9th. So, like, as I mentioned, DJ Tony, just over a month and so from his last fight, of course, didn't take much damage against Rashad Evans. What you got here, DJ Tony?
What round did Ronda find there, sir?
I will take Ronda in the third round over Dana White. That's not hard. Never mind.
We'll
okay.
get to that. We'll get
so,
to that.
Yeah, never mind.
You got knocked the fuck
right.
out, man.
Sorry. You know what? I just like saying hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
So, shout out to Mauricio Shogun Hua. I think Marco has been very good with the rules. We can't pick against friend to the show, even though I was right initially about Kat Zingano. But Anthony Lionheart Smith. Lionheart Smith has been on a tear, KOing people, and we forget how tall he is. Rashad Evans, of course, was just a shell of himself. Hector Lombard, much smaller fighter. Shogun Hua is a lot taller than Anthony Smith, but Anthony Smith is the real Lionheart, guys. He really does just have length.
What did you say?
Hua
is taller? Is that what you said?
No, he's taller than Rashad, for sure, and taller than Hector Lombard. But I'm going with Anthony Lionheart Smith, guys. I just think he's on a tear. And even though I want to just say,
hoo-ah,
I can't pick against friends of the show, Anthony Lionheart Smith. Anthony Lionheart Smith, second round, TKO.
All right. Everybody's going with a violent end to Hua's night. I'm just going to give my pick real quick. I'm going to try and on the show just not to chew up time. I'm just going to give my picks and let you guys speak. So Pro is also going to go with, as DJ Tony said, cannot go against a friend of the show. First round, TKO, KO, like Pam said as well. I think, you know, Mauricio Hua is still kind of, you know, a force to be reckoned with, but I think Anthony Smith is on his charge, as you guys had mentioned. Marco, star of the show here, brother. What you got in the main event?
There you are.
This is the Joys of Live Radio. It's the Joys of Live Radio, Marco, and you're back.
Yeah.
All right, so Marco, let's throw to you in the main event here. Who do you got? You got Hua, or do you got friend of the show, Anthony Smith?
Hua!
Okay, I said I was going to have to put my veto power. So if any of you dare picking up against Anthony Smith, why you guys save yourself from my wrath? So, okay, I'm going to give Shogun the credit that is due because he is on a 3-5 winning streak. And it's not again any slumps, you know. I mean, Rogerio Nogueira, Corey Anderson, and Belante are not people to laugh about. They're pretty good fighters. Dude, if this was prime Shogun when he won the championship, when he was on his prime, on prior like 8 years ago, I would have picked up Shogun Rua. I mean, not even so bad about it. But it's a very different Shogun Rua, man. And Anthony Smith is on the up and up. He just retired Rashad Evans in very violent fashion. Plus, friend of the show. So who do you think is going to pick? Of course I'm picking Anthony Smith. I'm going to pick him by knockout. But I'm going to give Shogun the credit that he's due because he's very tough. I mean, he went to war with freaking Dan Henderson a couple of times. So I think it's going to be a knockout late on the third round for Anthony Smith. That's my pick.
Late in the third round?
Yeah, third round knockout. Late on the third,
okay.
Like around the 4-minute mark.
All right. I just thought that was kind
real
of
real good. Dun.
If that comes to fruition, Marco, it's going to be quite a fight. All right, guys, let's move on down the card to the co-main event. We go to the light heavyweight division. Yet again, we go to cue the music. All right, so Glover, Teixeira versus your boy, Corey Anderson. So Glover, Teixeira coming at us at 38 years of old, 27-6 at a minus 160 against, you know, the hard hitting as well, Corey Anderson, 28 years of age, 10-4 at a plus 140. Again, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, all these odds coming to us directly from bestfights.com. Oh, bestfightodds.com. My apologies. All right, DJ Tony, I'm going to throw to you on this one because, you know, number three, Glover Teixeira against the up-and-coming, very, very tough Corey Anderson. It's a tough one to call. What you got going on here?
You know what? Corey Anderson changed his nickname, didn't he, Proteus? He's no longer 24-7. What was he, 24-8?
Overtime. 28-7 or something. Yeah.
I'm changing my nickname, too, from DJ Tony to Tony 4-for-4, meaning I'm on 4 hours a day. Never mind.
Gotcha.
Listen, I think Glover reminds me a lot of Shogun, not joking, and just in terms of kind of had his time, maybe made a comeback, like Marco said. He had won 3 in a row, Shogun Hua. I just don't know which Glover Teixeira we're going to get, guys. He's 38 years old. Beat Jared Cannonier, lost to Alexander Gustafson, but he did go 5 rounds on that one. He did beat Hashad Evans, but I think Marco beat Hashad Evans last week. So I'm going to go Corey Anderson. I think he's 10 years younger. I don't think he's a standout fighter, but I think he's better right now than Glover is. So I'm going Corey Anderson via decision, believe it or not.
Wow, that's going to be a tight one there, indeed. All right, I'm going to go next on this one. I think that Beeston, right? That was his first name. That was his previous name, Beeston 28-7. Anyways, Corey Anderson, again, as you mentioned, DJ Tony, up on, you know, on a rise here, on the come up. And Glover Teixeira, he's tough to bet on right now. I mean, like you said, who's going to show up? But again, Corey Anderson going, you know, all 3 rounds. With Patrick Cummings in his last fight, getting that unanimous decision, really isn't anything, you know, too exciting when you look at the resume if you're doing MMA math. And, of course, as I mentioned, Glover Teixeira, you know, one of those heavy hitters, especially in this light heavyweight division, coming off a win off of Misha Cirkunov, of course, getting that KO, TKO in the first round. It's a tough one. Like I said, it's a tough one to call. I'm going to go also with the younger fighter. I think that if we see what we're going to see, DJ Tony, Anderson kind of trying to establish his own game, maybe, you know, kind of getting some of that wrestling game involved, taking away that power of Glover Teixeira. Yeah, we might see a decision. That's true, we might. But we might also see Corey Anderson get some kind of connection on his punches as he's moving around or shifting angles or shifting levels, excuse me. And maybe, you know, like we saw with Daniel Cormier getting one of them in close uppercuts coming in and getting a hold of, you know, not so much glass jaw to Shera, but, you know, he is susceptible to getting knocked out. He's seen a lot of miles. I'm going to go second round TKO for Corey Anderson. Proteus is going to do that. Okay, Marco, I hope that you're ready to go King here because I'm throwing to you next. That's right.
King Gassos.
We've got to get some King Gassos. Yep. Who you got here, Marco, in the co-main event? You got Glover Teixeira or you got number 9, Corey Anderson?
I got no faith in Corey Anderson, man. He usually shifts the bet on whether he's supposed to win, but he's the underdog in here for a reason because Teixeira is the better striker. He's more technical. He got the better knockout power, proven he's a knockout artist. He's tough as nails, man. I mean, he's been in some wars, too. And when he goes to the ground, Teixeira's jiu-jitsu is super underrated. I mean, he freaking mollywhopped freaking Cannonier. Cannonier was, like, totally lost on the ground. I got no faith in Corey Anderson, dude. I mean, Corey Anderson is too much win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. And those flyers that they're trying to showcase, he usually loses. I'm going to put my money on Glover. The experience is going to take over. He's very savvy on his feet, and he's not a slouch on the ground. I think he's going to be able to, on a scramble, or be able to get in a position where he's going to ground and pound Corey Anderson and make him quit. So give me Glover Teixeira on a second round TKO, and still going to do better.
Going with Teixeira, Tony, and Proteus going with Anderson. Pamela, let's throw to you what you got here in the co-main event.
Okay. This one, you know what? I'm going to be like you, short and sweet. Corey Anderson, Glover Teixeira. I picked Glover Teixeira with the first round TKO, and basically I'm basing that on, you know, fight resume, who they fought and who they've lost to.
Yeah.
Glover Teixeira's losses to Gustafson, Johnson, Phil Davis, John Jones.
Yeah.
Corey Anderson losses to Jimmy Manoa, Shogun Hua, and Jean Villante. I put a star there. Jean Villante. You know, this guy, he's a decisionator, you know, 4 KO, 6 decisions. Both of these guys have won 6 of their last 10. But I just think Glover, I mean, he's striking. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He does have 17 KOs under his belt. His last fight, when he took out Serkunov in the first round. I'm going with Glover, and initially I did have it a third-round submission. I changed it to a first-round TKO.
Don't be scared, homie.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, just let me recap. In the main event, Pam has it's a clean sweep between Pam, Tony, myself, and Marco. We're all going with Anthony Smith. All by one way or another,
Anthony.
We're going TKO or KO. So, Anthony. Sorry, my apologies.
Yeah, Anthony.
My apologies. That's right. That's right. All right. My apologies. So we're all going with Smith, so that should be interesting with the points structure. In the co-main event, Tony and myself are going with Corey Anderson, Tony taking decision, myself going with second round TKO, Marco and Pam going with Teixeira, Marco going with second round TKO Pam. Saini gets it done early,
first round
TKO.
Yep.
Yep, first round TKO. Now let's move on to everyone. Favorite segment of the show. That's right, Donata. Thank you very much. Move on to everyone's favorite segment of the show, Spotlight Fight of the Night. All right, I'm going to go first on this one because, to be honest with you, this card has had a lot of changes, you know, some hits to it, as Marco had mentioned before we went live. But I think there's still a lot of fights that we can look forward to or fighters that we can keep an eye on. I'm going to take you guys to the early prelims. I'm going to go with Dangerous Davy Grant versus Manny Bermudez, the Bermudez Triangle. Let's get a better name for you there, Manny. Just saying. Everyone keep your eye on that one on the Fight Pass preliminary card. Marco, let's throw to you. Spotlight Fight of the Night.
I'm going to tell a rant for everybody. Stefan Struve versus Martin Tabura. And I'm picking Stefan Struve because I want this guy's skyscraper to win a fight. You know, I stand up for everybody because that fight,
good luck,
a little bit higher on the card. It's a fun fight, and it's heavyweight for crying out loud. A 7 foot, 265-pound heavyweight on Stefan Struve. Go Struve.
Okay, and you got I'm taking Grant, by the way. I'm taking Grant by decision. Marco, you got any finish here at all, Struve, by...
It's true by Triangle Choke on the second, because he actually had Triangle Choke wins before. So it's not out
okay,
of the
so submission.
Submission, yeah.
All right. All right. Pam, let's throw to you. Spotlight Fight of the Night. What you got?
That's all you have to know. MLB second round submission. What?
Oh, you're going to have to start that over again because I didn't hear any of that. Nope.
Okay, my spotlight fight of the night. Emil Meek, guys. Emil Meek, Valhalla. Valhalla in
yeah.
the house.
Okay, and you're going to take
I'm
Meek
down for
by...
some Viking. Emil Meek. Did you say Meek? Oh, sorry. Emil... I've got him winning.
Where's Pony? Can you just play Pony and get it over with, CJ Tony? So
I know.
Calm down.
I thought you said meat. Did you say meat? I really did. That's why I was laughing, because I thought that's what you said. Anyway. And then I was laughing at your Bermuda's Triangle. I like that name. But, you know, can you imagine a woman saying that name?
Oh, wow. Boom, boom.
I know, right? Anyway.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so you're taking the meat by what?
Second round submission.
All right, second submission. Yeah, you got it. See, even Tony was right on it. Had that pony ready for you.
All right. All right,
Tony, let's throw to you for your spotlight for the night.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to give you guys the spotlight fight of the night that everyone's going to want to watch. There's no doubt about this.
That's right.
My spotlight fight of the night will be Khalid Taha versus Nad Narimani.
Who the fuck is that guy?
TJ, who's your mama?
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, and you got a winner on that one? Do you have a winner for
it? Pam, will it be Khalid or will it be Nad?
What's the name? Nad?
Let's pick
because
Nad
because
it sounds like Gonad, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Nad. Via decision.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, God. Okay. And just
who the fuck is that guy?
You know what I'm doing right now, guys, as we're talking?
Quick shout out to Sergeant Nick Heim, the only true German on this whole card.
Yeah.
Up there in Hamburg.
That's right.
Quick shout out to him. So go, Sergeant Nick Heim.
Yeah, I was also going to give a shout out to Mark Casey, who's on this card again. He's always exciting to watch, so let's keep an eye on those two extra fights as well. Honorable mentions in the spotlight fight of the night category. Thank you very much.
Hey, when are
DJ
we all
Tony.
Going to
okay,
fight
guys.
Together?
I don't know. DJ Tony's got to fly us out. I don't know. Whenever he's ready.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, he got to dig deep on those huge coffins of the AM radio to buy us all tickets to go to a fight.
And if y'all want to come up here in December,
yeah!
I think if y'all want to come up here in December for the Toronto card, I'd be down with that.
I think we have to fly Proteus
down.
I think we have to fly Proteus down. There's no way we're going up there. We're flying him down.
It's cold up there.
I'll come to September for the Dallas card. Yeah, we got a Dallas card in September.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about that one. I got to see part
right. Well, I'm disappointed that you guys don't want to come up here in the deep of winter in the north.
Mm-mm.
Really, I was really looking forward to watching Pam freeze her ass off. But that's okay.
No, never mind. I would die. Oh,
moving
my God, I would
along,
die.
Moving along, nothing to see here, guys. Okay, so... That wraps up UFC Fight Night 134 from Hamburg, Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, since we have about 10 minutes left in the show, let's move on to a little bit of news and notes. You got a drop for that at all,
no.
Tony, or do you want me just to move on?
News and notes.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right, so moving on to news and notes. So the biggest news, I think, has something to do with nothing to do with fighting, as usual. Your boy, Lord Dana, has been in the news again. Brandon Schaub and Dana White going at it back and forth. Let me just recap this situation for anybody who doesn't know so that they can now know. Apparently, Brandon Schaub coming out and making a comment on, kickboxers moving over to MMA. I think if we can break it down, I think Brandon Schaub was more talking about Gokhan Saki and his first round knockout, and not again. He was not talking about Israel Adesanya, who decided to chime in on this Instagram or on his Instagram and say, you know, I'm a former kickboxer and I've been having some success in MMA. And of course, Brandon Schaub coming back and saying, no, man, you're awesome. You're a beast. I wasn't referring to you because, of course, Israel Adesanya has had more MMA experience than Gokhan Saki at this particular point in time. Then, of course, your boy Dana White cannot contain himself, gets in there, jumps in, slanders Tony's boy, Brandon Schaub, you know, saying that he was a terrible UFC fighter and all that he knows how to do is get knocked out. Brandon Schaub then comes back with some scandalous words about Dana White, you know, saying that he would be nothing without the Fertitta brothers, and that the UFC is going in a downward spiral since the Fertitta brothers left and left him in charge. And then the most interesting part of this particular feud, Pam, he drops, "This is not how Eskimo brothers should speak to one another." And then decides to go straight into, this is a warning, shots fired, over the bow. We will sink you if you continue to discuss this. Pam, what you got here? This is hot news. What you got? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, like we said, you know, before when we were talking, it's like, you know, we don't, you know, when you're getting, this is another Spanish word, chaunch. You don't tell your chaunch tales, you know, you keep that shit to yourself. Nobody wants to know who you're, you know, getting your chaunch from. And especially the girl, you know, what does she have to do with it? I mean, I think it's a low blow, but then again, then it brings up a conflict of interest, like we said. So, I don't know, man. I just think kind of shitty of them to kind of bring her in it now that, she you know, she's married and stuff like that. But, you know, Dana should have kept his mouth shut and maybe... Read what Schaub put out before putting his two cents in.
Yeah, I think Marco, thank you very much, DJ Tony. Marco, I think that there's one thing that the UFC president is good at is sticking his nose into a situation where it doesn't need to be, blowing up a situation into something that it does not need to be. Marco, what are your thoughts on this particular subject, if you have any?
Oh, man, I got so many thoughts. But, well, first of all, the big winner in here is Israel Adesanya because his Instagram profile shot from like 5,000 to like 40,000 in like a day or two. So good for you, Israel, picking a fight with the right people. Brendan Schaub, man, he's in a position right now in his career that he can actually fire back and also don't suffer any consequences, man. He doesn't work for the UFC. He works for Showtime. He's on his two podcasts and all the freaking the comedy tours he does. You know, he doesn't need Dana White for anything. Whether you want to admit it or not, Brendan Shaw has become one of the principal, you know, I guess media figures that talks about MMA on the mainstream. So, yeah, Brendan Shaw has a voice now. You know, This whole thing started with a freaking Dana White putting his nose where it doesn't belong. What is he doing freaking getting into, first of all, a misunderstanding because Brandon Shaw was never talking about Israel Adesanya. He was talking about Gokhan Saki, and he made it awfully clear, not only on Instagram, but also on his own podcast, explaining to Israel, I wasn't talking about you, brother. I recognize that you are a beast. And then Dana White, of course, threw the shade that, Brendan Schaub would be nothing without Joe Rogan. Brendan Schaub fires back, you wouldn't be nothing because without the Fertittas. And then the famous line, Eskimo brothers. Let's not assume it's Ronda Rousey. I mean, we all think it's Ronda Rousey. I think it's Ronda Rousey. But then again, Brendan Schaub been around, man. I mean, he dated Whitney Cummings. He dated a whole bunch of women before Ronda and after Ronda. And, you know, Dana White gets around. So, you know, it is Ronda Rousey, what I say. It, of course, is Ronda Rousey. But oddly enough, after he said last warning, we have radio silence from Dana White. So I guess point Brendan Schaub. Because Dana White has never, ever, 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 ever back away from a fight, especially a Twitter beef. And after the last warning shot, radio silence. I'm glad that Brendan Schaub is able in these grievances. You know, he doesn't get himself get bullied. And the explanation he gave on the fighter and the kid and there on below the belt, it was a pretty long and very thought out explanation. So then why take a back seat, man? I mean, yeah, you are the quote unquote president of the UFC, but you also got responsibilities, man. You know, you already won the game. You already won the game. $400 million in the bank, and your company sold for $4.2 billion. Do your job and stay off these stupid qualms of like petty fights that don't really make you look good or the sport look good. There you go.
Thank you, dummies.
Tony, you want to weigh in? Tony, you want to weigh in?
Here's the thing, guys. I don't know if you guys chatted about this. It'd be one thing if Brendan Schaub was the only person to say something about this, but Josh Thompson has a podcast called Sammy and the Punk, and they were talking about it too. And Josh alluded to the fact that this hasn't been the only time. There have been rumors about Angela Magana and Dana White. Whether or not that's true or not, nobody knows, right? And I don't think that Dana White was sleeping with Ronda. There's certainly some affinity. I think he definitely had a thing for her. But, you know, listen, maybe. But didn't Lorenzo Fertitta also date one of the ring girls as well? I mean, weren't there text messages showing that? So I think there's been a lot of that.
I think it was right on Twitter.
Was it? Okay. But there's been some of that already, right? And I think whenever guys, especially that maybe don't have a lot of rules, and Pam, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the only one that has the female aspect of this. But I think when guys are around attractive women, they do stupid things. And I think that's what it was. So take it for what it's worth. I'm sure it's not going to be the only time. And you know what? Now with the Me Too movement and everything, who knows? I mean, there might be maybe Angela Magana comes out and says something because she's no longer with the UFC. So that can certainly happen.
Ugh. Yikes.
Pam, do you want to give us
the
female aspect of that, as Tony had said, real quickly?
Well, you know, it's like I said, you know, consenting adults. You know, if you're consenting adults, why is it anybody's business? That's my thing. Consenting adults, it's nobody's business. And then, you know, for somebody, you know, even though her name was not used, the speculation is there. You know, people aren't stupid.
Right.
And like I said, it's nobody's business. And so what, you know, who, I'm sure that she's not the only person that they have in common, you know, so whatever, grow up.
Right.
Jeez.
Okay, I'm just going to quickly, I'm going to try not to get on my soapbox on this one because I want to end the show real swiftly. But this is not the first time that, you know, it's been alluded to that a high business CEO or president of something in Las Vegas was accused of something. We had a story come out a number of years ago, and that story disappeared. And, there is an issue, as Pam alluded to, of conflict of interest. If Ronda Rousey indeed was sleeping with the president of the UFC and then was made the showcase piece of the UFC. A whole weight class was created for her. She is now in the UFC Hall of Fame. And as Dana White has said on many occasions, he loves Ronda Rousey. I think there's more to this, and I think that's exactly why, as Marco had mentioned, it has been radio silence on Dana White's side. Brendan Schaub clearly knows where the skeletons are buried, and UFC president Lord Dana does not want those skeletons unearthed at this time. I mean, he's got a class action lawsuit against his ass. He's got Leslie Smith, you know, getting statutory employee status for the fighters in the UFC. As Marco had mentioned, you know, bureaucracy getting in the way of that. So I think there's a lot of heat right now in the UFC, a lot of heat in the the president of the UFC, Dana White. And as I mentioned in the past, you know, Don't trust anything Dana White has to say. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get out of here. Because as I mentioned earlier, the listening audience likes a nice bow wrapped up about 45 minutes. So let's get out of here. DJ Tony, play that music, white boy. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us tonight on Amp Radio for hashtag smack my picks up, hashtag down with the pickness. Pam, we're going to throw to you. Do you have a Twitter follow of the week? Oh, Pam, hang on 1 second. Let's throw to you.
The other half of...
Pam.
Oh,
hang on.
Yep.
Start over again. Pam, do you have a Twitter follow of the week or a show that you're watching? Anything that we need to pay attention to this week, Pam?
Oh, my gosh.
Pam,
my
what
show
got?
That I am my show that I'm watching
Not
right now.
Not a Handmaid's Tale.
I think Harlot. Oh, that's so juicy. I think it's on Hulu, man. That's Hulu? Hulu, good stuff. Harlot.
Good stuff. All right. Any Twitter follow at all?
Oh, you know what? Follow my girl Sam, the other half of the Pam and Sam show at Samantha Gypsy.
Right on, right on, right on. You know what I love about these high school girls? DJ Tony, what you got going on?
Our girl, Andy Wynn. Andy the Crazian. Let's follow her at Andy the Crazian 1. She gave us huge numbers once, and she threw our podcast on her Twitter feed, so we certainly want to give her love.
Absolutely.
Something I've been listening to a lot, shout out to MMA Junkie. I think the addition of John Morgan has been fantastic, having him back. So shout out to MMA Junkie and, of course, John Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I said they should have been doing from day one is having Morgan on there. But, of course, they were sending Morgan everywhere and elsewhere. And he couldn't be in Vegas to be on the show. But I think, yeah, that's one thing that they definitely need to do because Morgan is definitely solid. I'm going to go next. I'm going to give a big shout-out to a new band that I'm listening to. Their album has not dropped yet, but they've got a couple of singles up on their YouTube channel. Go over there and check out Nova Cub. N-O-V-A-C-U-B for all of our British listeners. You may have listened to off the beaten track this past week, and you've heard about them already. I'm addicted, man. I'm addicted to the music. I think that Wait Up, Tony, I know you're going to ask me which song I like best. I think Wait Up is probably the best song that I've heard now that has come out of the three. Also followed by November, very good track as well. So go over there and check them out. N-O-V-A-C-U-B on the YouTubes. Also, I believe they are on the Instagrams and the Twitter. Marco, I thank you all very much for joining us. Marco, get us out of here.
Okay, Sam. So do we think about a PSL minute play today? I'm gonna do a PSL 30 seconds. PSL tonight.
Yes.
John Jordan,
sorry.
You know, former UFC heavyweight. Is going to be on the semis for the heavyweight tournament. Also, this weekend, Invicta, you know, flying completely under the radar. But check it out on UFC Fight Pass. My guilty pleasure on Netflix was the Gene Jeffries comedy special. I love my ass. Gene Jeffries, awesome. Follow Tony, I am DJ Tony. Follow Produce at Produce. Follow Pama Pandora Box. Follow me and Maldo Marco. Follow the show as another MMA cast. Rate and review as Naco says. Find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. We need the reviews. You know, there is plenty of fights this weekend if you want to find them. You know, Hamburg, Germany, this Sunday, Invicta this weekend, and also PFL tonight. We better let you guys catch you guys in 2 weeks. Enjoy the fight.
Pam, to get us out of here.
Yep.
Just like that.
We're out of here, putos.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.